Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friend, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where today we are talking through how to leverage brand strategy as a service to level up your design business. So if you are a graphic brand or web designer and you are looking for a way to supercharge your services, offer a higher level of service, and as a result, charge more for the work that you do, this is exactly the episode you need to be tuning into, and brand strategy, I am confident, is going to be a next step that will help you take your services and your business to the next level. Over the last 9 years that I've worked as a brand designer and strategist, I've gone through so many different seasons of business. And now as an educator and a coach for designers, I have seen so many incredibly talented fellow designers go through a similar season of growth. But this might sound familiar. In the beginning, when I was first growing my design business, I was actually struggling to figure out how to carve out a niche for myself and how to set myself apart in a crowded, at the time, I thought it was crowded, industry. Of course, since then, this was 9 years ago. And since then, of course, the design industry and community has only grown. But one thing that I want to share is as I continue to go through that process and challenge myself to dig deep and how to build a business that stands out and allows me to do my best work, this is something that I'm constantly doing even 9 years in. But back at the beginning when I was getting started, I discovered that by really leaning into my strengths, implementing a few key services, and clearly communicating the experience that goes into my services to my ideal clients, That kind of three-part process there is what enabled me to stand out and do business differently. Now, before you think, okay, that's great for you, but like, Bonnie, what does that actually mean for me? I want to show you how this is going to be doable for you too, regardless of whether you're just getting started in your design business or you've been a seasoned pro and you've been around for a while. Now, over the years, definitely I've learned a thing or two about how to create a brand that stands out. And I've learned quite a few things about how to level up your design business, things to do and definitely some things not to do. But whether you're going through a season of growth in your business, like you're wanting to pursue, you know, incredibly beautiful and sometimes intimidating financial goals, or you're simply wanting to just elevate your processes and your business to the next level so that you can start to incrementally bring in higher and higher end clients. These are what I'm talking through today. These are the tools that I think you need to have in order to make that jump. So there are also a few key pieces of advice that can help you make that transition easier and more effortlessly. So today I am going to peel back the curtain a little bit and share with you the specific ways that brand strategy can empower you to level up your design business. Now, as we dive into this conversation, you might be thinking, okay, brand strategy, awesome. As a designer, I already do a little bit of that. I've got this like great worksheet that I use to guide my clients through a little bit of strategy work before we start designing. But friend, I want to encourage you, and I actually want to challenge you to think about the actual meaning of brand strategy. Let me ask you this. Is guiding your clients through a handful of short questions the same as encouraging them and inviting them into an in-depth strategy process that positions you as an expert, truly hones the heart of who they are, and makes it so clear how their work adds value or delivers a clear transformation for their ideal clients? in the end, if we're actually guiding our clients through an in-depth strategy process, we're able to build brands that deliver really powerful results. So we're not just designing things that are pretty to look at. And of course, I'm not knocking pretty, but we are building brands that are founded on a clear sense of strategy. In my experience, over the years that I have been working with designers inside my course who are just getting started with my course, the Brand Strategy School, or when I've worked through one-on-one coaching or mentoring, which is not something I currently offer, but in the past, my one-on-one students and clients who are designers, if we take a look and we look at actually their brand strategy assets and the guides and the things that they are using with their clients, what I've noticed is that the average designer is only scratching the surface in terms of brand strategy. So they're only going skin deep. And if we're only going skin deep, then we're only able to build brands that deliver skin deep results. Instead, we want to go deep, 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 like into the roots, into the very foundation of your client's brand strategy, in order to build a brand for them that is going to set them apart, is going to position them as the experts their ideal clients are looking for, and then is going to deliver consistent results from that place. If we think about strategy and design and how that all comes together, I want you to picture kind of like imagine a pie chart, right? Let's just imagine a little pie chart here. And everything that goes into that pie chart adds up to your client's brand. The design work that you do, although of course that is hugely important, and it's what you and I love doing so much as designers, the design is only, let's say, about 20% of that pie chart, and the other 80% is brand strategy. A lot of designers, graphic designers, and brand designers, they are focusing on design, and that's not wrong. That's not a bad place to start. But if you want to take your design business to the next level, brand strategy needs to be something that you master so that you are able to deliver a full 100% experience, and you're able to not only do the design, but you're able to do that foundational strategy work that then will influence the design that you do. Now, brand strategy, we're talking through this today. You might be wondering, okay, like this sounds well and good, but how does it make such a big difference? Now, brand strategy is way more than just another service that you add to your existing services lineup. And it's way more than just like a really cool talking point that we throw out there when we're hopping on a discovery call or a consult call with a potential client. Brand strategy not only allows you to build brands that convert for your clients and that deliver incredible results, but brand strategy also influences so much of your clients' messaging and their marketing and their client experience. So if we think about all the value that you can deliver through brand strategy, adding brand strategy as part of your services, it is transformational and it's mind-blowing the amount of value that you can pack into your existing services, which means you're able to offer more intrinsic value to your clients. Then from that place, you can charge more. You can deliver incredible results for your clients. And as a byproduct of that, you're able to elevate your business as a whole. So when we think about the benefits that our clients can experience when we guide them through a proven brand strategy process, we as business owners are not only able to offer a higher level of service and as a result, charge more, but we're also able to pack in an incredible amount of value to your clients. And that gives us a chance to start to stand out in a sea of talented fellow designers. Now, I actually cover my exact brand strategy process from A to Z, the exact questions and prompts, the exact ways that I ask these questions with my own custom branding clients inside my course for graphic brand and web designers called the Brand Strategy School. The Brand Strategy School is going to guide you through everything that you need to know about my exact strategy process, how to position yourself like a complete pro, guide your clients as an expert through this strategy process, and then market yourself differently so you're able to generate consistent client inquiries so that you can very quickly and effortlessly level up your design business, charge more for your services, offer a higher level of service, and completely take the guesswork out of every single component of that growth. Over the last 9 years, I've poured so much expertise and time and energy into this content, and I'm so honored to have the incredible designers inside this group who are taking intentional yet imperfect action every day towards their goals. Now, if this sounds like just the experience that you're looking for to take your design business to the next level, then I actually have a free gift for you. I have a Netflix-style training where I go through the method that I created. It's exactly what I teach inside the Brand Strategy School, my signature course for graphic brand and web designers. But in this free training, I'm sharing with you how you can earn more as a designer and how brand strategy can help be that kind of missing puzzle piece to take you from crickets to consistently profitable months in your design business without doing more, without adding more to your already overflowing plate. So if you go to beisforbonniedesign.com/training, you can grab your free seat to this training. And I am going to show you how to utilize the brand development process to do incredible work for your sweet clients. And the incredible thing, I'm going to show you not only how to utilize this process of brand strategy to transform the brands you build, but we're going to talk through how you can guide your clients through this process without any prior experience and how you can leverage this strategy process as a result to market yourself differently and take the, you know, kind of the not so fun aspect of marketing out of the equation altogether. So friends, I am so excited to share this with you. Again, if you go to beisforbonniedesign.com/training, you're going to be able to grab your free seat and join me for this free training. Now, growing your design business does not have to be a mix of trial and error. It does not have to be a struggle. I think that there's this mindset in the entrepreneurial community that we believe that business has to be hard. And to be sure, business is challenging. Like I've been doing this for 9 years and it hasn't been easy. There have actually been seasons that just like downright sucked. But the beautiful part of being an entrepreneur is that you get to choose what you're pursuing and you get to choose how you're pursuing it. So business is hard if you make it hard. Business can be fun and effortless and expansive and full of possibility if we choose that perspective. That is why I am such a big proponent of investing in your business through education or following, experts who teach you what you want to know. And, you know, even following people on Instagram or Clubhouse who are, pursuing the kind of success that you want to experience for yourself in your own life or your own business. Because what that does is it gives us encouragement and examples and it begins to show us what's possible. So in my own journey as an entrepreneur, really, one of the reasons why I got into education and why I am such an open book in everything that I do is because I really want for us to normalize growth and how uncomfortable it can be sometimes, but I also want us to normalize the more effortless and more joy-filled and more fun components of growth. So if I can save you the trial and error, if I can save you the time that I've wasted over the years making mistakes, I want to do that. And that's one of the things that I love most about this podcast is getting to hang out with you guys in this way and share action-based strategies and sit down with incredible guests and experts here on the show to show you how you can pursue what success looks like to you in your business. So friends, if leveraging your business, and actually I should say, if growing your business by leveraging brand strategy is something that excites you because it's beginning to open up your eyes to the world of growth and the world of possibility that really awaits you out there, then I am so excited to cheer you on in that journey. Definitely hope that I see you at that free training. Again, you can grab all the juicy details inside the show notes for today's episode, which you can get at brandstrategypodcast.com. But if you have tuned into today's episode and you have questions, or you are saying, heck yes, I am taking those next steps and I am going to take my design business to the next level, I would love to hear from you. So just shoot me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Bonnie Joy Marie. And I would love to hear how you are taking action. And I'd love to be able to cheer you on as you go. Because if you take away one thing from today's episode, I want it to be that you have so much potential ahead of you, and that no matter where you are in your design business, whether you're just getting started or you bring years and years of experience and expertise to the table, there's so much goodness that awaits you. And you do not have to wait until you're ready to experience that goodness and that growth. You do not have to add more to your plate. You don't have to add more services or do more things or, you know, add in passive products in order to grow your business. You can start exactly where you are today and taking your services, elevating them, delivering a higher level of value so you can deliver incredible results for your clients. And as a result, you can charge more. And the cool thing about that is when we begin to charge more for our services, we begin to take on fewer and fewer clients each month because we don't need as many clients per month to hit our income goals. So friend, lots of possibility awaits you. And I'm so excited in this free training to talk you through how you can make that possibility a reality for your business. So grab your seat at beasfunnydesign.com/training, and I will see you there. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.